Visions of Sugar Plums, written by Kian, read by Devil with a Bird Dress. The little boy kicked his legs against the painted drum barrel, back, forth, listening to the dull thud of his heels as they collided against the hollow metal container. Far off, under the big top, it's the middle of the show. He knew because they'd just taken the elephant pair, Granny and Little Girl, on past to wait outside the performance entrance, their harnesses and headpieces in place. He'd gotten his chores done, and now nobody would be looking for him until it was time to clean up. He knew enough by now to get out of the way of the rest of the performers and vendors while the circus was in full swing. He also knew enough to know where the candy apple man, Opie, dumped the apples that wouldn't sell on the rare day that he ruined a batch. The little boy had gotten very good at nabbing a ruined caramel apple or two without being seen, because Opie had boxed his ears the first several times he'd tried. But it had gotten to where, once or twice a month, if he was careful, he could sneak a little pile of rejected sweets and treats for the half-hour he had to himself every show night. Thump, 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 went his feet, while the strung lights all across the circus grounds swung gently with the wintry breeze. Apple juice was dripping off his hands, sticky and sweet, and the caramel was tacky against the roof of his mouth. Thump, thump, thump. Barney surprises him on his bad side, but he must have been in a good mood because he just bumps the boy over a bit on the barrel and pushes up beside him. Leela, the bearded lady, thinks it might snow later, Barney said, leaning forward toward the little boy's good ear and tilting his head so his mouth was visible. The little boy hmms around his next bite of apple and looks up at the sky along with his brother, trying to spot any evidence of snow on the breeze. "You got another one of those?" Barney asked after a minute. The little boy nodded, pulled a brown paper bag from behind him on the barrel, and passed it to Barney. They sat for a few minutes, eating their caramel apples and waiting for the snow. A cheer went up from the big top, and Barney nudged him in the ribs, pointed up at the first swirl of snowflakes as they began to fall. And when Clint thinks back on all the Christmases he's had, with his parents, at the orphanages, in the army, at S.H.I.E.L.D., and on his own in the quiet of his apartment, he's pretty sure that might have been the very best one. End. Thank you for listening.